We're going to take a closer look now at the science of counting crowds. Estimates for the Women's March and for the inauguration have varied widely, and NPR science correspondent John Hamilton says that's not surprising.
Scientists who count crowds say they expected to hear wildly different numbers coming from Washington. Dinesh Manocha of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill says if there are just a few people and they aren't packed together, it's as simple as taking a picture and letting a computer count the people. But when you have big crowds, like those seen across the country in the past few days, it gets tricky.
Especially at a crowd of this scale, when if it's more than 100,000, we just can't estimate right. We just don't have an answer today.
Manocha says even professional cameras only capture about 40 million pixels. So if there are 1 million people at an event, that leaves just 40 dots to identify each person. Kurt Westergaard is president of Digital Design and Imaging Service, which is actually trying to make an estimate of attendance at the Women's March. They used their own equipment to take photos.
We took our tethered surveillance aerostat balloon that takes up a big cluster of high-resolution cameras.
But Westergaard says he doesn't expect to get a precise figure. Clouds meant the company couldn't supplement their own photos with satellite images. And the number of people changed constantly throughout the day.
Our main goal, really, on this is just to ascertain a rough order of magnitude. So if somebody says 1 million versus 100,000, we can easily prove one or the other.
Westergaard says his firm will share whatever it learns.
We can and do make all of our data transparent. We put it online. If you don't like what we said, count it yourself, and here's the data.
So anyone can make an estimate. Westergaard says the company's headcount should be out by the end of the week. John Hamilton, NPR News.